Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can catch that weekends on WJCL-TV as we begin our 16th season on Saturday, October the 4th. Very excited about all of that. You can find more at eatitandlikeit.com. On the other end of the line here, Margaret, we call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Did I just catch you choking a minute ago? What are you drinking?
I hit my watch on my desk.
Oh, it wasn't a gag?
No, I didn't gag. Not yet, but the day is young.
And I haven't cracked any jokes yet, so there's still time for me to...
dad joke.
Share some dad jokes, and what do you got in the cup? What do you got? Come on now.
I got a little coffee.
Oh, okay. Just regular coffee?
Regular coffee.
No, not on a Monday at any rate. Nothing in there, right?
No. No sugar, no milk, no Bailey's, no nada. Just fluffy.
not this early on a Monday, unless you're on vacation. I've done that. For those of you listening and not watching, Maggie is enjoying a mug of Java, and I'm asking what's in it. Do you ever, when you're on vacation, put a little something-something in your coffee this early?
Absolutely. I mean, why not?
A long time ago. I don't do it. Let me make sure I'm factual with this. Long time ago, about 10, 12 years ago, I would start, because as you know, I cook when I go on vacation with my family down to our place in Florida.
You are the chef.
Yes. And so, you know, the chef has to be thinking about what is going to be for lunch at 8 o'clock in the morning. If you've got 7, 8 people that to feed and all of those things, you know that. And so there was a time I actually thought about doing it this past summer, but I backed off because for 1,000 reasons. But there was a time 10, 12 years ago where I got to start chopping these veggies, blah, 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 blah. And so as to not open a new bottle of wine, I would pour myself a vodka Red Bull at like 7:45 in the morning.
Oh, my. Back in the day, the first Thanksgiving I ever cooked a turkey, and this was before Ellery was born, so I was probably
the Pilgrims,
24 or something. I started drinking bourbon in the morning when I put the turkey in the oven, and by the time the guests arrive at noon, like I have zero memory of that Thanksgiving, but it was a good one. The food was good.
You only did that once. that you'll admit.
Let's put it this way. I don't drink bourbon anymore.
Oh, so it was like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, to be fair, you know, I get asked fairly regularly, do you like to cook? I love to cook. But cook all day type of dishes, I do maybe 2 or 3 times a year. And I can't get going. Usually it's on a Saturday when there's ball games on and, you know, like you'll watch Auburn at 3:30, but then there's a big game you want to see after that or before that. So the TV's on all day, kind of lazy Saturday. And those are my favorite days to cook. But if I'm starting to chop onions or whatever at 8:30 in the morning, I have to pour myself a glass of wine. It's just part of my ritual.
Yes, cooking and a glass of wine just come hand in hand. It is quite habitual. I agree.
Yeah. Years ago, I share this sometimes. Years ago, I went to do that, and I was in my pajamas, literally, back when I had more hair. My hair stuck up like Don King. I go to start my prep that morning, and there was no wine in the house. And so I said, well, this is not going to work. And so literally I didn't change. I probably didn't even brush my teeth. I don't even care. I grabbed my wallet and keys and I walked out the door in my flip-flops and my pajamas and the clothes I slept in. And I drove over to Kroger here near my house. And it was a Saturday morning, so there were sales allowed before 12:30. And I bought 2 bottles of wine and I went back home. I said, okay, now the day can begin. That's how it be sometimes.
That's just how it be.
So you have a good weekend?
I did. I did that thing where I had the TV on football all day Saturday, and I didn't really leave the sofa that much.
That's good.
It was a good lazy day.
And sometimes I did some cooking. Like that. You did some what?
Cooking.
What'd you fix?
Well, just bits and bobs. This, that's, and the others.
Kind of like me. I did my what I call my boring dinner both days, Saturday and Sunday. Brown rice, sauteed chicken, and roasted broccoli. That's it.
I steamed broccoli. I made mashed potatoes, and I marinated chicken thighs.
Nice. Nice. I like doing that if I can grill them outside, not anywhere else.
Air fryer for the win in my condo. Because I don't have a grill, as you know.
Right. I should try it. I should try the air fryer thing. Because I marinate chicken breasts in yogurt and all the spices all day. And then I put those in the air fryer. And it's one of my favorite things to eat.
Yes, yes, yes. I did a kind of a sesame profile. Sesame. Nice. Soil kind of Asian kind of thing.
Asians, an Asian situation. So I got to go to, I was at Shrimp Festival Saturday for the first time in the history of this event. I think 7-8 years they've been doing it. I was not a judge this year, which was fine by me. They had some elected officials. I saw Mayor Allen there, and I saw some other people that I did not recognize walking with clipboards. And so I enjoyed the festival. It's always a wonderful time there at the Yacht Basin at Harbortown. But I was glad. It was funny because when you're not a judge, you don't have to eat everything. And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that part because, you know, and then you know, I don't like skipping lines. Even when I'm invited to, I'm not a big fan of doing that because people can be ugly. I don't like skipping lines. But when I'm judging this and there's a long line and I need to be done by a certain time, I go around the back of all of these little booths. And this year, I didn't need to do that. If there was a long line, I'd come back and didn't care and whatever. I had some great, great, great bites. I wish I had written down who did the shrimp ceviche. It was someone there at Sea Pines. The winner was Coast. He did a little like a shrimp cake, like a crab cake, but it was shrimp and it was tiny on a slider. It was about that big, little bigger than $0.50, and it was very well prepared on like a crostini type bread. It was good. There were there, as is always the case at Shrimp Festival, the shrimp taste fresh, because they're local always. They buy thousands of pounds for this event. And it, you know, a fine time was had. They had the live music. They had lots of beers from breweries across the region. The top beer was Two Blokes, as in Australian, BLOKES, one best brewery. They're out of Charleston. So it's a good time. However, for the first time in 7-8 years, it was powerful warm out there. It was warm.
It can get warm out there on the lawn without the tree coverage, for sure.
Yes.
And
yes.
If there's a little breeze.
Yes. Yes. There was a little bit of a breeze, but it was, as I just said, I've been there for pretty much every single one of them since it started a bunch of years ago. And this was that I could remember the warmest one. And so I'm there like, okay, I wanted to get back early anyway to Savannah. I'm like, okay, am I done? Are we done here? Okay, gone. And I left. It went 1 until 4. And I think by 2:35, we were walking to the car. See ya. Deuces. I was home at 3:35. So, but it's a good time. Looking forward to next year. Always, always a good time. But in doing so, we got there a little bit early because I wanted to fly some drone footage. I bought a drone about 6 weeks ago. Here's my drone. Do you have a drone? You don't have a drone.
I don't. I have a gimbal.
You know what I thought you said?
What?
I have a dimple.
I have a dimple too.
You do, actually. if you ever need me to sit you on here and fly you around.
I would like that. Let's make that happen.
flying around. Anyway, so I wanted to fly the drone a little bit over Harbor Town and the Shrimp Festival. So I got there early. Turned out a little bit too early, so I had some time to kill. So Sheila and I went over to quarterdeck to sit in the AC because, as previously mentioned, it was warm. So we go over and sit downstairs bar quarterdeck. Hadn't been there in a hot minute. And had a glass of wine, nothing special, nothing to write home about. The views are what they are. Beautiful scene there. Really, really enjoy that spot. But I saw the bartender, as y'all say, fixing some espresso martinis. So I see him in the distance and I'm like, what you got over there? And I didn't say a word. I'm just looking. And he saw me looking. And so I'm paying attention. The football games had started. Clemson was over here losing. And sorry, Clemson fans. And shows up right in front of me, a little rocks glass with a taste, more than a taste, a couple of ounces of espresso martini. And he made it look pretty as if it were a full one with the little coffee beans on top and the whole thing. I was like, oh, that's very nice of you. He goes, yeah, I saw you eyeball it. I go, yeah, they look good from here. He goes, yeah, so try it. Maggie, I'm here to tell you, it was that I've had, and I'm being honest, I haven't had all that many, maybe two or three, the best espresso martini I've had on the island.
Did it Period. Send you?
Did it what?
Send you.
It did. It sent me. It sent me. It sent me to taste it again. And then I turned around to see Clemson continuing to lose. And when I look back, this one over here had drank it all. I'm like, dude, WTF. I mean, you know, yeah, no, it was good. Gone. Killed it. It's like a shot of espresso martini. It was delicious.
I love espresso martinis. They are delicious. They're perfect after dinner as a nightcap. Mm-hmm. But they keep me up.
Do they really? They do. Interesting. I hear people talk about drinking coffee and espresso all the time. No, I can't drink it after 3 o'clock because at midnight I'm still wired. We used to get sent to bed with some coffee and warm milk at 10 o'clock at night when I was a kid. I'm so immune to that.
I noticed that when I lived in Costa Rica, that your Hispanic culture is... Quite often, I would see women on the bus feeding their baby coffee in a baby bottle.
Yeah. 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 3 o'clock. It's not at all uncommon. 3 o'clock. 3:30. It's not at all uncommon for me to travel downstairs from here in my office and fix myself a double espresso. And throw a little bit of sugar, sometimes milk in it, and it gets me going till probably 7-8 o'clock. And then afterward, I have zero trouble falling asleep. In fact, I pass out 9:30. So yeah, coffee doesn't affect me that way because of what you said. We've been indoctrinated to be drinking it since way, way back. What's your cutoff? Do you have a cutoff? What time you'll drink coffee?
I usually have 2 cups in the morning, then that's it. But I didn't drink coffee at all until I moved to Costa Rica. I was, you know, like most Southerners, I would drink a Coca-Cola every morning. Cold Coca-Cola.
Yeah, with peanuts in it?
Ah, salted peanuts, the best. Absolutely so good.
In the Coca-Cola?
In the Coca-Cola. And the bottled Coca-Cola is better than
right. And only in the bottle.
I will not drink it out of a plastic bottle. Forget about it.
No, it's got to be glass.
Yeah.
I find that to be nasty. But hey, to each their own. So you've been, you just like boiled peanuts, boiled dirt.
I'll eat a peanut raw, boiled, salted, roasted.
Do you fix boiled peanuts?
Of course I do. I've got pounds of them in my freezer as we speak.
Oh, wow.
Kroger. Okay. So this is the bane of my existence living in the South. We always in our grocery stores here had, when it was peanut season in the summertime, a big bin and you could buy it by the pound. Well, they quit doing that, I guess, because we're as per capita, I guess we maybe have more folks of the northern persuasion now than we used to, so it became difficult to buy raw peanuts for boiling. But now Kroger is the only grocery store that some of the grocery stores will sell in the refrigerator section a plastic bag, a 1 pound plastic bag, which is not enough. But Kroger has a big 10 pound sack. So every summer I buy 10 pounds and I boil them all off and I freeze them off and I ration them for as long as I can through the year.
So you freeze them after they're boiled?
I freeze them in quart size bags.
And season them up.
In the brine. That's the key. Got to keep them in the brine.
They don't end up particularly salty for that reason?
Well, that's what makes them good. And and the other thing about it is after frozen, they're just a tiny bit. I can see your displeasure. They're just a tiny bit. The integrity of the peanut meat is a little bit mealy, but not enough to make you not eat it. Why are you laughing at me? My gracious!
Because I'm gonna go out on a limb right now and say that this is the first time in podcast history that someone has ever used the term "the integrity of the peanut meat." The integrity of the peanut meat. I'm fast. I'm riveted. I cannot wait to hear how this ends.
I'm not talking about it anymore.
Good. My goodness. Y'all are crazy. So you went on a roadie. Tell me. Where'd you end up eating?
Oh, you know, Bethy. Shout out Beth. Hi, Beth. We had to go to Beaufort.
Does she listen every week?
Her mother does. Oh, you know, I've been meaning to shout out to Nancy. Fancy Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Yes, Beth's mother loves this podcast. And she lives in Kentucky, by the way. She doesn't
Hi, Kentucky, Nancy.
But we sojourned to Beaufort. And on the way back, we stopped at, we hadn't been in maybe a year.
Crazy Crab.
Where do we go? Thank you. Crazy Crab North, Jarvis Creek, which I don't know if you've ever sat out there at that outdoor bar overlooking the creek with the breeze. It's shaded and it's just really, really pleasant. It is really nice.
I've never been there at all.
Times I've been there, I've really enjoyed it. And we just had some apps and enjoyed the, you know, it was kind of late afternoon, like 5 o'clock, whatever. Had some apps, some crab dip, some fried shrimp.
Yummy.
Good stuff.
Only Crazy Crab I've been to is at Harbortown.
They're different entities, different menus. Crazy Crab North also, by the way, we didn't have this the other day, but they have really good she crab soup. Their she crab soup is one of my favorite on the island.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. Notes have been taken.
You know, they had a fire some years back, and so they did a renovation, and it's a really lovely building. It seats a lot of people. There's indoor and outdoor seating, big windows overlooking that amazing view.
Very good. Good to know. Do you ever use that sewing machine behind you?
I have not used it. It is an antique. It's a Singer antique from the early 1900s. And I have the table that goes with it.
Oh, very good.
I have a real sewing machine, though, that I do use. Okay. I mean, not that that's not a real sewing machine.
Right. So where are you eating this week? Got any plans?
I want to check out. You know what I want to check out? I know this has changed over a while ago, but I had brought it to your attention where Flora's was. In South Island Square, that she went out of business, and now it's Coastal Capri Ristorante. I want to check that out. Have you been?
No. You haven't invited me.
Okay, you're invited.
Okay. Not this week, though. Wednesday night, we have fried chicken and champagne at Skillet's.
That's right. Tell me all about that.
Oh, well, one price, $70, gets you all the champagne you can drink, all the fried chicken and sides you care to eat, and one good
That's
time.
That's a deal.
Yeah, it is a deal, because we buy good bubbles.
What are some of the sides?
You know, I don't know. That's Amy's department. But more traditional biscuits, sometimes greens, mac and cheese, that type of stuff, you know, traditional.
Goes hand in hand.
Yeah. It's a good time. You can find tickets to anybody who's interested right now on the homepage, eatitandlikeit.com. It'll be a good time. It always is. Like I said a couple of times, we invest in good bubbles. That's why the price is what it is. So we'll have Prosecco and actual living, breathing, real, legit certified champagne.
I'll be there.
Yes, I know you will. You're going to sit right next to me, right?
Okay. There.
Yeah, so it's a good time. So if anybody interested, we're approaching last call, obviously. Eatandlikeit.com, right there on the homepage, you'll find a graphic and you can grab a couple of seats and we will see you there. And then I'm moving my daughter across the land on Thursday, but we will reconvene next week, right?
Yes, sir. That's cool. Going to be a long trip.
Yeah, it's all right. Found out this morning got upgraded by Delta. Thank you, Delta.
Ooh, la la.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Tell us where we can find you if we would like to purchase an upgrade in our domestic situation.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jatan team at eXp Realty, and you can view active listings for sale at margaretcrenshaw.com.
Sounds like a plan. All right, margaretcrenshaw.com. You have a wonderful rest of your day. I will see you Wednesday at the chicken.
See you there.
Get some chicken. Woo-wee.
Fried chicken. Woohoo.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.